Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from my show, The Good Life. The Good Life. Holy Quran and Sister Tara Muhammad. Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. We say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. We seek Allah's help against the Satan who rejected. And then we say, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We dedicate our show to education. We dedicate our show to education. And we know the best way to do it is through honoring the Holy Quran and honoring the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, keeping up our prayer, fasting, and keep Allah in our mind. Alhamdulillah. So we'll start off reading right now. We read 130th a day. So we're at 2230th. We're at Surah 33. Al-Ahzab, 2230. And page 1066. But any of you that is devout in the service of Allah and His Messenger and works righteousness, to her shall we grant a reward twice. We have prepared for her a generous sustenance. O consort of the Prophet, you are not like any of the other women. If you do fear Allah, be not too complacent of speech, lest one in whose heart is a disease should be moved with desire. But speak ye a speech that is just. Stay quietly in your houses, and make not a dazzling display like that of the former times of ignorance, and establish regular prayer, and give regular charity, and obey Allah and His Messenger. And Allah only wishes to remove all abomination from you, ye members of the family, and to make you pure and spotless, and recite what is rehearsed to you in your homes of the signs of Allah and His wisdom, for Allah understands the finest mysteries as well acquainted with them. For Muslim men and women, for believing men and women, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. For Muslim men and women, for believing men and women, for devout men and women, for true men and women, for men and women who are patient and constant, for men and women who humble themselves, for men and women who give in charity, for men and women who fast and deny themselves, for men and women who guard their chastity, and for men and women who engage much in Allah's praise. For them has Allah prepared forgiveness and a great reward. It is not fitting for a believer, man or woman, when a matter has been decided by Allah and His Messenger, to have any option about their decision. If anyone disobeys Allah and His Messenger, he is indeed on a clearly wrong path. Behold, thou didst say to one who had received the grace of Allah and thy favor, retain thou in wedlock thy wife and fear Allah, but thou just hide in thy heart that which Allah is about to make manifest. Thou didst fear the people, but it is more fitting that thou shouldst fear Allah. Then when Zayd had dissolved his marriage with her with the necessary formality, we joined her in marriage to thee, in order that in future there may be no difficulty to the believers in the matter of marriage with wives of their adopted sons, when the latter have dissolved with the necessary formality their marriage, and with them, and Allah's command must be fulfilled. Alhamdulillah. There can be no difficulty. There could be no difficulty to the Prophet in what Allah has indicated to him as a duty. It was a practice approved of Allah amongst those of old passed away. And the command of Allah is a decree determined. It is the practice of those who preach the message of Allah and fear Him, and fear none but Him, but Allah. And enough is Allah to call men to account. Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. And Allah has full knowledge of all things. O ye who believe, celebrate the praises of Allah and do so often and glorify Him morning and evening. He it is who sends blessings on you, as do His angels, that He may bring you out from the depths of darkness into light. And He is full of mercy to the believers. Their situation on the day that, on the day they meet Him, will be peace, and He has prepared for them a generous reward. O Prophet, truly, we have sent thee as a witness, a bearer of glad tidings and a warning, and as one who invites to Allah's grace by His means. That the lamp spreading light then give the glad tidings to the believers that they shall have from Allah a very great bounty. And obey not the behests of the unbelievers and the hypocrites, and heed not their annoyances. But put thy trust in Allah, for enough is Allah to dispose of affairs. All ye who believe, when you marry believing women and then divorce them, before ye have touched them, no period of your death have ye to count in respect of them. So give them a present and set them free in a handsome manner. O Prophet, we have made lawful to you. Alhamdulillah. O Prophet, we have made lawful to thee thy wives to whom thou had paid their dowers. And those whom they, and those whom thy right hand possessed out of the prisoners of war, whom Allah has assigned to thee, and daughters of thy paternal uncles and aunts, and daughters of thy maternal uncles and aunts, who migrated from Mecca with thee, and any believing woman who dedicates her soul to the Prophet, if the Prophet wishes to wed her. This only for thee, this only for thee and not for the believers at large. We know what we have appointed for them as to their wives and the captives whom their right hands possess, in order that there should be no difficulty for thee. And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Thou mayest defer the turn of any of them that thou pleasest, and thou mayest receive any thou pleases, and there is no blame on thee if thou invite one whose turn thou hast set aside. This were hired to the cooling of the eyes, the prevention of their grief, their satisfaction, that of all of them with that which thou hast to give them, and Allah knows all that is in your hearts, and Allah is all-knowing, most forbearing. It is not lawful for thee to marry more women after this, nor to change them otherwise, even though their beauty attract thee, except any the right hand should possess. As handmaids in Allah doth watch over all things. O ye who believe, enter not the prophets' houses until leave is given you for a meal, and then not so early as to wait for the preparation. But when ye are invited, enter, and when ye have taken your meal, disperse without seeking familiar talk. Such behavior annoys the Prophet. He is ashamed to dismiss you, but Allah is not ashamed to tell you the truth. And when ye ask his ladies for something you want, ask them from before a screen. That makes for your hearts and for theirs. Nor is it right for you that ye should annoy Allah's messenger, or that ye should marry his widows after him at any time. Truly such a thing is in Allah's sight an enormity. Whether you reveal anything or conceal it, verily Allah has full knowledge of all things. There is no blame on those ladies if they appear before their fathers or their sons, their brothers or your brother's sons or their sister's sons or their women or their slaves whom their right hands possess. And ladies, fear Allah, for Allah is witness to all things. Allah and his angels sent blessings on the prophet. When you believe, send ye blessings on him and salute him with all respect. Those who annoy Allah and his messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and in the hereafter, and has prepared for them a humiliating punishment. And those who annoy believing men and women undeservedly bear on themselves a calamity and a glaring sin. O Prophet, tell thy wives and daughters and the believing women that they should cast their outer garments over their persons when abroad. That is most convenient, that they should be known as such and not molested. Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Truly, if the hypocrites and those whose hearts is diseased and those who spread false rumors in the city desist not, we shall certainly stir thee, then will they not be able to stay in it as thy neighbors for any length of time. They shall have a curse on them wherever they are found. They shall be seized and slain without mercy. Such was the law of Allah among those who lived after time, who changed without fine in the law of Allah. Men ask thee concerning the hour, say, the knowledge thereof is with Allah alone. And what will make thee understand, perchance, the hour is nigh? Really, Allah has cursed the unbelievers and prepared for them a blazing fire to dwell therein forever. No protector will they find, nor helper. The day that their faces will be turned upside down in the fire, they will say, woe to us, with that we had obeyed Allah and obeyed the messenger. And they will say, our Lord, we obeyed our chiefs and our great ones, and they misled us as to the right path. Our Lord, give them double penalty and curse them with a very great curse. O ye who believe, alhamdulillah. O ye who believe, be ye not like those who vexed and insulted Moses, but Allah cleared him of the calamities they had uttered, and he was honorable in Allah's sight. O ye who believe, fear Allah, and always say a word directed to the right, that he may make your conduct whole and sound, and forgive you your sins. He that obeys Allah and his messenger has already attained the highest achievement. He did indeed offer the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to undertake it, being afraid thereof. But man undertook it. He was indeed unjust and foolish, with the result that Allah has to punish the hypocrites, men and women, and the unbelievers, men and women. Allah turns in mercy to the believers, men and women, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillah, min shaitan rajim. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. We are at Surah 34. Praise be to Allah. Shaitan Rajim. Praise be to Allah. To whom belongs all things in the heavens and on earth. To him be praise in the hereafter. And he is full of wisdom, acquainted with all things. He knows all that goes into the earth and all that comes out thereof, all that comes down from the sky and all that ascends thereto. And he is the most merciful, the often forgiving. Alhamdulillah. The unbelievers say, never to us will come the hour. Say, nay, but most surely by my Lord it will come upon you by him who knows the unseen from whom is not hidden the least little atom in the heavens and on earth, nor is there anything less than that or greater, but is in a record perspicuous, that he may reward those who believe and work evil righteously, for such is forgiveness and a sustenance most generous. But those who strive against our signs to frustrate them, for such will be a penalty of punishment most humiliating. And those to whom knowledge has come see that the revelation sent down to thee from thy Lord, that is the truth, and that it guides to the path of the exalted in might, worthy of all praise. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. This is July 3rd, 2021. Alhamdulillah. And those to whom knowledge has come see that the revelation sent down to thee from thy Lord, that is the truth, and that it guides to the path of the exalted in might, worthy of all praise. The unbelievers say in ridicule, shall we point out to you the man that will tell you when you are all scattered to pieces in disintegration, that ye shall then be raised in a new creation? Has he invented a falsehood against Allah, or has the spirit seized him? Nay, it is those who believe not in the hereafter. They are in great penalty and furthest error. See they not what is before them and behind them of the sky and the earth? If we wish, we could cause the earth to swallow them up, or cause a piece of the sky to fall upon them. Verily, and this is a sign for every devotee that turns to Allah in repentance. We bestow grace after time on David from ourselves. O ye mountains, sing ye back the praise of Allah with him, and ye birds also, we made the iron soft for him, commanding, make thou coats of mail, balancing well the rings of chain armor, and work ye righteousness, for be sure I see clearly all that ye do. And to Solomon we made the wind obedient. Its early morning stride was a month's journey, and its evening stride was a month's journey. We made a font of molten brass to follow for him, to flow for him. And there were jinns that worked in front of him by the leave of his Lord. And if any of them turn aside from our command, we made him taste of our penalty of the blazing fire. They worked for them as he desired, making arches, images, bases as large as reservoirs, and cooking cauldrons fixed in their places. Work ye, sons of David, with thanks, but few of my servants are grateful. Then when we decreed Solomon's death, nothing showed them his death except a little worm of the earth, which kept slowly gnawing away at his staff. So when he fell down, the jinns saw plainly that if they had known the unseen, they would not have tarried in the humiliating penalty of their task. There was, for Saba, Ephraim, a sign in their homeland, two gardens to the right and to the left. Eat of the sustenance provided by your Lord, and be grateful to him, a territory fair and happy, and a Lord all forgiving. But they turned away from Allah, and we sent against them the flood released from the dam, and we converted their two garden roads into gardens producing bitter fruit and tamarisk and some few stunted low trees. That was the acquittal we gave them because they ungratefully rejected faith. And never do we give such acquittal except to such as are ungrateful rejectors. Between them and the cities on which we had poured our blessings, we had placed cities in prominent positions, and between them we had appointed stages of journey in due proportions, travel therein, secure by night and by day. And they said, our Lord, place longer distance in between our journey stages. But they were wrong themselves therein. At length we made them as a tale that is told. And we dispersed them at all in scattered fragments. Verily, and this is our sign for every soul that is patiently constant and grateful. And on them did Satan prove true his idea, and they followed him, all but a party that believed, and he had no authority over them except that we might test the man who believes in the hereafter from him who is in doubt concerning it. And thy Lord doth watch over all things. Say, call upon other gods whom ye fancy besides Allah. They have no power, not the weight of an atom in the heavens or on earth. No sort of share have they therein, nor is any of them a helper to Allah. Nor intercession can avail in his presence except for those for whom he has granted permission. So far is this the case that when care is removed from their hearts at the day of judgment, then they will say, what is it that your Lord commanded? They will say, that which is true and just, and he is the Most High, Most Great. Say, who gives you sustenance from the heaven and the earth? Say, it is Allah, and certain it is that either we or ye are in right guidance or in manifest error. Say, ye shall not be questioned as to our sins, nor shall we be questioned as to what ye do. Say, our Lord will gather us together and will in the end decide the matter between us and you in truth and justice. And he is the one who decides, the one who knows all. Say, show me those whom we have joined with him as partners. By no means can ye, nay, he is Allah, exalted in power, the wise. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Walaikum assalam.
Yeah, I'm giving away. I told you that I'm giving away these two couches. And I I just sent you a thing, too. I thought it'd be better if I contact my neighbors. The Prophet Muhammad says that you got to stay close to your neighbors, you know. And I'm going to let them see if they can use them. See if they can use them.
Yeah.
Before I have
that's
a guy
a good
come.
Idea.
Yeah, yeah, because your neighbors, they said, you know, what the Prophet Muhammad say about the neighbors? You say, you're supposed to be close to your neighbors where, you know, alhamdulillah. So, yeah, so I stopped the reading. Yeah, but I'm going on. Let me continue here. I'm a Saba number 34. Surah 34, number 27. Say, show me those whom ye have joined with him as partners. By no means can ye. Nay, he is Allah. He is Allah, the exalted and power, the wise. We have not sent thee, but as a universal messenger to men, giving them glad tidings and warning them against sin, but most of them understand not. They say, when will this promise come to pass if you are telling the truth? Say, this appointment to you is for a day which ye cannot put back for an hour, nor put forward. Alhamdulillah. I'm at section 4 right there, number 31. Number 31.
All right, hold on. That's it.
Also, did you get a chance to ask Iman's people to tune in?
Sarah?
Did you get a chance to ask
No. My phone was locked up. And I just called you, you know.
Okay, locked up.
Well, it said like contact stopped, and then it said okay. So I didn't know what that was. I didn't want to hit okay. I didn't know what would happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, I don't know if that was something that would wipe out my contacts or not. I don't know. I didn't know what that was, you know, so I just wait until it cleared. Okay, anyway, you're at Surah 33, right?
Yes, Surah 31.
Oh, 31.
Excuse me, 34 Saba, but the 31st Ayat.
Okay, 34, 31. All right. Yeah, okay, all right. So you want me to take it from 31?
Yeah, number 31.
We shall never believe in this scripture, nor in any that came before it. Couldst thou but see when the wrongdoers will be made to stand before their Lord, throwing back the word of blame on one another. Those who were deemed weak will say to the arrogant ones, had it not been for you, we should certainly have been believers. The arrogant ones will say to those who had been deemed weak, was it we who kept you back from guidance after it reached you? Nay, whether it was ye who transgressed. Those who had been deemed weak will say to the arrogant ones, nay, it was a plot of yours. by day and by night. Behold, you constantly ordered us to be ungrateful to Allah and to attribute equals to him. They are filled with remorse when they see the chastisement, which put yokes on the necks of the unbelievers. It would only be a requital for the ill deeds. Never did we send a warning to a population, but the wealthy ones among them said, "We believe not in the message which you have been sent." They said, "We have more in wealth and in sons, and we cannot be taxed." Say, "Verily, my Lord enlarges and restricts the provisions to whom we please, but most men know not."
Hurry it out. Let's see what we got here. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Understand not. Alhamdulillah. It is not your wealth nor your sons that will bring you near to us in degree, but only those who believe and work righteousness. These are the ones for whom there is a multiplied reward for their deeds. While secure, they reside in the dwellings on high. Those who strive against our signs to frustrate them will be given over into punishment. Say, "Verily, my Lord enlarges and restricts the sustenance to such of his servants as he pleases. And nothing do you spend in the least cause, but he replaces it, for he is the best of those who grant sustenance." Alhamdulillah. I got a topic I want to discuss with you. Let's see, a building. So I'm writing it down. So one day, is that right there? One day we will gather them all together and say to the angels, "Was it you that these men used to worship?" They will say, "Glory to thee, our tie is with thee as protector, not with them. Nay, but they worship the jinn. Most of them believed in them. So on this day, no power shall they have over each other for profit or harm. And we shall say to the wrongdoers, take ye the penalty of the fire, of which you were wont to deny. When our clear signs are rehearsed to them, they say, this is only a man who wishes to hinder you from the worship which your fathers practiced. And they say, this is only a falsehood invented. And the unbelievers say of the truth when it comes to them, this is nothing but evident magic. But we had not given them books which they would study, nor sent messengers to them before thee as wonders. And their predecessors rejected the truth. These have not received a tenth of what we had granted to those. Yet when they rejected my messages, how terrible was my rejection of them."
Mm-hmm. Say, "I'm admonished you on one point." Say, "I do admonish you on one point, that you do stand up before Allah. It may be in pairs, or it may be singly, and reflect within yourselves. Your companion is not possessed. He is no less than a warner to you in face of a terrible chastisement. Say, what reward do I ask of you? It is yours. My reward is only due from Allah, and he is witness to all things. So verily, my word doeth call the truth, that he has full knowledge of all that is hidden. So the truth has arrived, and falsehood shows not its face and will not return. So if I am astray, I only stray to the loss of my own soul. But if I receive guidance, it is because of the inspiration of my Lord to me. It is he who hears all things and is ever near. If thou couldst but see when they would quake with terror, but then there will be no escape for them, and they will be seized from a position quite near. And they will say, we do believe now in the truth, but how could they receive faith from a position for all, seeing that they did reject faith entirely before, and that they cast conjectures with regard to the unseen from a position for all. And between them and their desires is placed a barrier, as was done in the past with their partisans, for they were indeed in suspicious, disquieting doubt.
Okay. We are at Alhamdulillah, Surah 35. You know, let me say this at this point. I got it on my mind. Right now, I got, you know, the little notepad I always have in my pocket up at the top on my shirts. As we're reading and, you know, it's kind of like my day is working itself out. You know, important things that I have to do, you know, I'm writing them down. I'm writing it down, important things. So, you know, you might want to get you a little, you know, a little pocket notebook like mine. And when you be reading these things that you got to do, it's going to come to you. Just jot them down. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Al-Fatir, the originator of creation. Surah 35, yeah, I'm going to discuss too with this sister, it's a Muslim sister, I'm going to discuss it with you. Praise be to Allah who created out of nothing. Praise be to Allah who created out of nothing the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers with wings, two or three or four pairs. He adds to creation as he pleases, for Allah has power over all things. What Allah out of his mercy doth bestow on mankind, there is none who can withhold what he doth withhold. There is none who can grant apart from him. And he is the exalted in power, full of wisdom. O men, call to mind the grace of Allah unto you. Is there a creator who, is a creator other than Allah to give you sustenance from heaven or earth? There is no God but he. How then are ye deluded away from the truth? And if they reject thee, so were the messengers rejected before thee. To Allah, go back for decision all affairs. O men, certainly the promise of Allah is true. Let not then present life deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver deceive you about Allah. Verily, Satan is an enemy to you, so treat him as an enemy. He only invites his adherents that they may become companions of the blazing fire. For those who reject Allah is a terrible penalty, but for those who believe and work righteous deeds is forgiveness and a magnificent reward. Alhamdulillah, section 2.
Is he then to whom the evil of his conduct is made alluring to, so that he looks upon it as good, equal to one who is rightly guided? For Allah leaves astray whom he wills, and guides whom he wills, so that not thy soul be vested in regret for them, for Allah knows well all that they do. It is Allah who sends down the winds, so that they raise up a cloud, and they drive them to a land that is dead, and revive the earth that with after his death, even so will be the resurrection. If any do seek for glory and power, to Allah belong our glory and power. To him out of all words of purity, it is he who exalts each deed of righteousness. Those who lay plots of evil, for them is a chastisement terrible. But the plotting of such will be void of result. And Allah did create you from dust, then from a sperm drop. Then he made you in pairs. And no female conceives or lays down their load but with his knowledge. Nor is a man long-lived granted length of days, nor is a part cut off from his life, but it is in a book ordained. And all this is easy to Allah. Nor are the two seeds alike, the one palatable, sweet, and pleasant to drink, nor the other salt and bitter. Yet from each kind of water do ye eat fresh flesh and tender, and ye extract ornaments to wear. And thou seest the things, thou seest the ships therein that follow the waves, that ye may seek thus of the bounty of Allah, and that ye may be guided. He merges night into day, and he merges day into night. And he has subjected the sun and the moon to his law. Each one runs its course for a term appointed. Such is Allah your Lord. To him belongs all dominion. And those whom ye invoke besides him own not a straw. If ye invoke them, they will not listen to your call. And if they were to listen, they cannot answer your prayer. One day, on the day of their judgment, they will reject your partnership, and none, O men, can inform you like him who is all aware.
Alhamdulillah, section 3. O ye men, it is ye that have need of Allah, but Allah is the one free of all wants, worthy of all praise. If he so pleased, he could blot you out and bring in a new creation. Nor is that at all difficult for Allah. Nor can a bare burden bear the burden of one heavily laden. Nor can a bear of burdens bear another's burden. If one heavily laden should call another to bear his load, not the least portion of it can be carried by the other, even though he be nearly related. Those cannot but admonish such as fear their Lord unseen and establish regular prayer. And whoever purifies himself does so for the benefit of his own soul, and the destination of all is to Allah. The blind and the seeing are not alike. The blind and the seeing are not alike, nor are the depths of darkness and the light, nor are the chilly shade and the genial heat of the sun, nor are alike those who are living and those that are dead. Allah can make any that he will to hear, but thou canst not make those to hear who are buried in grave. Thou art no other than a warning. Verily, we have sent thee in truth as a bearer of glad tidings and as a warner. And there never was a people without a warner having lived among them in the past. If they reject thee, so did their predecessors, to whom came their messages with clear signs, scriptures, and the book of enlightenment. In the end, did I punish those who rejected faith, and how terrible was my rejection of them.
It is not that Allah puts down the rain from the sky. With it, we bring out produce of various colors. And in mountains are tracks, white and red, of various colors, of various shades of color, and black and tinted hue. And so among men and beasts and cattle are they of various colors. Truly, those fear Allah along among his servants who have knowledge, for Allah is exalted in power, oft forgiving. Those who rehearse the book of Allah, establish regular prayer, and spend in charity are what we have provided for them secretly and openly, have hope for a commerce that will never fail. for he will pay them, he will give them their need, nay, he will give them even more. He will give them even more than that out of his bounty, for he is all forgiving, most ready to appreciate service. That which we have revealed to thee of the book is a truth, confirming what was revealed before it, for Allah is assuredly, with respect to his servants, well acquainted and fully observant. Then we have given the book for inheritance to such of our servants as we have chosen. But there are among them some who wrong their own souls, some who follow a middle course, and some who are, by Allah's leave, promoting good deeds. That is the highest grace. Gardens of eternity, will they enter therein? There will they be adorned with braces of gold and pearls, and garments there will be of silk. And they will say, praise be to Allah, who has removed from us all sorrow, for Allah is indeed all forgiving, ready to appreciate service, who has, out of his bounty, settled us in a home that will last. No toil nor sense of weariness shall touch therein. But those who reject Allah for them will be defiled of hell. No term shall be determined for them, so they should die. Nor shall the chastisement be lightened for them. Thus to reward every ungrateful one. Therein will they cry aloud for assistance. O Lord, bring us out. We shall work righteousness. Nor not the deeds we used to do. Did we not give you long enough life so that he that should receive admonition, so he that would should receive admonition, and moreover, the one that came to you, so taste ye the fruits of your deeds. For the wrongdoers, there is no helper. Verily, Allah knows all.
Verily, Allah knows all hidden things of the heavens and the earth. Verily, he has full knowledge of all that is in men's hearts. He it is that has made you inheritance. If then any do reject Allah, their rejection works against themselves. Their rejection but adds to the odium for the unbelievers in the sight of their Lord. Their rejection but adds to their own undoing. Say, have you seen these partners of yours whom you call upon besides Allah? Show me what it is they have created in the wide earth, or have they a share of the heavens? Or have we given them a book from which they can derive clear evidence? Nay, to wrongdoers promise each other nothing but delusion. It is Allah who sustains the heavens and the earth, lest they cease to function. And if they should fail, there is none, not one, can sustain them thereafter. Verily, he is the most forbearing, oft forgiving. They swore their strongest oath by Allah that if a warner came to them, they would follow his guidance better than any other of the people. But when a warner came to them, it only increased their flight from righteousness on account of their arrogance in the land and their plotting of evil. But the plotting of evil will hem in only the office thereof. Now are they but looking for the way the ancients were dealt with. But no change wilt thou find in Allah's way of dealing. No turning off wilt thou find in Allah's way of dealing. Do they not travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before them, though they were superior to them in strength? Nor is Allah to be frustrated by anything whatever in the heavens or on earth, all-knowing, all-powerful. If Allah were to punish men according to what they deserve, he would not leave on the back of the earth a single living creature, but he gives them respite for a stated term. When their term expires, verily Allah has in his sight all his servants.
Yasin, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Yasin. Wow, Quran, Anil Hakim. By the Quran, full of wisdom, thou art indeed one of the messengers on the straight way. Is a revelation sent down by him, the exalted and might most merciful, and out of that they may warn the people whose fathers were not warned, and who therefore remain heedless of the signs of Allah. The word is proved true against the greater part of them, for they do not believe. We have put yokes around their necks right up to their chins, so that they cannot bow their heads. And we have put a bar in front of them and a bar behind them. And further, we have covered them up so that they cannot see. The same is to them whether thou admonish them or thou do not admonish them, they will not believe. Thou canst but admonish such a one as follows the message and fears the most gracious unseen. Give such a one, therefore, good tidings of forgiveness and a reward most generous. Verily, we shall give life to the dead, and we record that which they send before and that which they leave behind. All things shall be taken account in a clear book of evidence.
Set forth to them by way of a parable the story of the companions of the city. Behold, there came messengers to it. When we first sent to them two messengers, they rejected them all. But we strengthened them with the third. They said, truly, we have been sent on a mission to you. Alhamdulillah. Turn the page. The people said, we are only men like ourselves. And Allah most gracious said, no sort of revelation, you do nothing but lie. They said, our Lord doth know that we have on a mission to you. And our duty is only to proclaim the clear message. The people said, for us, we augur an evil omen from you. If ye desist not, we will certainly stone you, and a grievous punishment indeed will be inflicted on you by us. They said, your evil omens are with yourselves. Do ye need this an evil omen if ye are admonished? Nay, but ye are a people transgressing all bounds. Then there came running from the furthest part of the city a man saying, O my people, obey the messengers. Obey those who ask no reward of you for themselves and who have themselves received guidance. It would not be reasonable in me if I did not serve him who created me and to whom we shall all be brought back. Shall I take other gods besides him? If Allah most gracious should intend some Shall I take other gods besides him? If Allah most gracious should intend some adversity for me, of no use whatever will be their intercession for me, nor can they deliver me. I would indeed, if I were to do so, be in manifest error. For me, I have faith in the Lord of you all. Listen then to me. It was said, enter thou the garden. He said, ah, me, would that my people knew what I know. for that my Lord has granted me forgiveness and has enrolled me among those held in honor. Enrolled me, alhamdulillah. And we have sent not down against his people after him any host in heaven, nor was it needful for us so to do. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we're there. You know, I was thinking about, and it's interesting, Muhammad is not called in today, so I guess, you know, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. But I was thinking about a building, you know. I was thinking about a building, a place, kind of like a little building to get started with a school, you know.
You're thinking about a building?
Yeah, a building. A building to rent.
You mean, oh, a building to rent.
A building
for,
to rent, yeah.
Yeah, for a school. Uh-huh.
Yeah, for a school and have a meeting place. And the one that I had been kind of like looking at for the last several years was the ones that are upstairs from Ayman's Masjid. The ones, you know, I'm talking about the sister. It's a sister up there, her and her father. And they own that property. And actually next door, too. And they own that. So I had been talking to her for a couple of years, and I had Hatik to talk to her. But nothing really happened. But it seemed like now is the time. Because I feel real good and feel real strong, you know. So either there or over here in the merch thing, over here in the merch, you got so many people smoking dope, and you know, if we're gonna have children around, you know, we got to be careful. You got to be careful, you know. And maybe dudes over here. You know, maybe perverts and stuff. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful when you have children. When you have children, that's a big responsibility, man. You got to watch out for them, you know. Now, do you know this brother who have this martial arts class over here? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. The sister, sometimes I take the sister's son over there. He takes lessons, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
All right. Yeah. So he probably deal. I probably like to talk to him because he probably deals with a lot of Muslim chicks. And he might be a contact. Let him know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Let him know what I'm doing. I do send him stuff out, though. I send him stuff. You know, I send him stuff. You know, sometimes when I send out stuff, you know. I think he's on the mailing list. Let me see. I got to take something from my back there. I was exercising yesterday, kind of strained my back. Let me kind of strain my back a little bit. Yeah. So either there, next to the masjid up from Ayman, you know, I think that would be better. It would be close to the masjid, you know.
Well, once you get your building, then you're going to ask parents to ask someone to teach?
Keep pursuing this space thing, aeronautic thing, and you know, because a lot of parents probably come through Ayman's thing, you know what I mean, or Juma, and, you know, the Eid and stuff. So I should be out there, you know, with literature all the time. You know what I mean? Because you know, I got a bunch of business cards with the message of concern on it. And I haven't really handed out a lot of cards, but I want to start doing that a little bit more because the message of concern has been on for about a year now. And Daima and them is pros. You know what I mean? Daima and Akbar and Peter, man, they pros, man. They pros, man. They love it. They love it, too. And it makes other people love it, too. They just love talking about it. And then, you know, this show, this morning show is coming along. And it's going to get better. Inshallah, you know, you saw yesterday, oh man, it's just so much potential, man. I see so much potential, you know, and, it's coming along, it's coming along, bro. I got to do live a lot. Because a lot of niggas live, let us live, that's the thing. You know, that's the main thing, a lot of let us live. You know, and I'm pretty sure if we got a mission, he'll let us live. You know, we got a mission.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that's the key to it, is to always have a mission. Always have, yeah. I'll let you live. You know what I mean? Yeah, but. Yeah, let me see this medicine here. Meloxicam. Let me take one of these. They don't like me to take that ibuprofen. They say it's too messy for your stomach. Yeah, brother. So, because if I got a building over here in the Merck, you know, there may be a lot of property available since the COVID thing, you know, because it knocked a lot of businesses out of whack.
Uh-huh.
So it may be a lot of businesses, a lot of buildings that are cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about going up. Do you want to exercise this morning?
What time you leaving?
Within the next couple of hours, 2-3 hours. You know. I contacted my neighbor. Well, I'm gonna let my neighbor see this furniture first, and then let the brother come.
Okay.
And
when you're ready to go, just give me a call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right then. And then you know, so as I would suggest, brother, as we read, jot down them ideas you come in, you know, because you me and you are on the same wavelength, and a lot of God is doing stuff, and write down them ideas, you know. And what else was I going to say? Well, I guess that's about all, you know, because the brothers.
Okay, I was thinking too. Sometimes, you know, what I like about Iman is that not only is there a reading of Quran, but you know, he kind of breaks those ayats down, you know, in terms of the interpretation, you know, of Imam Dawood Muhammad and just current events, what's going on today, and applying them to maybe some of the events going on in the news and, you know, and in life. And that's why it's kind of interesting. I enjoy, you know, listening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then he asks others if they have an opinion or something like that. So I kind of like that format. I think that's pretty good. So that's something that, you know, you might think about if you know, adding maybe a part of it, break it down, one part reading, maybe other part discussing what actually do the verses mean, and, you know, applying it to ourselves and today's times and situations, you know. That's just a thought. But I don't know how many people Iman have, because sometimes people just listen, you know, and they don't say anything, but others do participate. Usually it's the same ones that speak up, you know. But some others may listen and not say anything, you know. But, so are you getting... No, go ahead. You're getting ready to say something.
No. You go ahead. I mean, see, I'm trying to...
No. Okay, so you're getting that ping pong table today, huh?
Probably not the ping pong table, but I'm moving this furniture out first.
Oh, you're clearing out, getting it. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, moving this out. Let me see. Let me see. What? 27. That's my. Let's see. Yeah, well, you know, alhamdulillah, right now it's just me and you on the line. And, you know, I know Baba Sharif said that he participated in the Arabic class. I'm thinking about asking Muhammad Khatib to see if he want to do a little Arabic. You know what I mean? Because if we could get through reading in about 45 minutes, because I like to start on time, right at 5, you know? And if we could get the reading done by in 45 minutes, then he could have maybe a half hour to go with some Arabic, some live Arabic, you know? And then we have 45 minutes to, you know, mainly report the things that we're doing, because the things that I'm doing, you know, signing up for this aviation class and all that, man, you know. And the brother's working on my website, and you know, he's supposed to have had some of that stuff on there already. I try to keep him, you know, kind of like paid, you know. I don't, you know, but. But anyway, another thing too. The only Muslim I know who got a real estate license is this little sister. She's with the Nation. Her name is Carrie Muhammad. And I'm thinking about reaching out to her. You know, she got a couple kids. I think she's married. But reaching out to her and doing something with this real estate license, you know what I mean? Because she's a little hustler, and you know, like on her business card and stuff like that, you know, they have a kind of like a little group of them. You know, I think they're Nation people. You know, I mean, I know she's Nation, and do something that I could. Do something along with what I'm doing with Claire Muhammad School. You know what I mean? Use that license, because I got my HUD certification too now. I could do HUD properties. So, alhamdulillah. So, yeah, brother. So, okay, so you want to, I'm going to do a little exercise. And I'm going to try to talk to my neighbors. So, inshallah, well, let's go ahead and sign out then. And I'll call you back.
All right.
As we get going and stuff. And I'll do that, okay?
All right, brother.
You want to make a plan?
Yeah, Bishrilak Malahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen, Abmanahim Maliki Yamadin. Yeah, the voodoo, yeah, can I stay in? If you know, so I got Musa King. Track out of Vina and Amta Alehim. Real my DB Alehim, what a darling. I still wonder why Suja doesn't say that El Papa is correct. Man, I just wonder, man, because I know he knows the Arabic. I'm pretty sure Alhamdulillah, he Rabbi Alameen. I've raised due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. I don't know. He just skips that part, you know, when he says it in English. He says it in Arabic, but he skips it when he says it in English. I just wonder. He's a good teacher. He has a good heart and a good mind. But I don't know. I just wonder, man. Okay, but anyway. All right, brother.
Okay, inshallah, we'll talk.
All right. I'm making my salah.